To Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no holds barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
Hello, hello, welcome back.
Welcome back. We are The Sprouts, and this is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. The songs you just listened to are Dead Ringers by Kamikaze Nurse, The Art of Letting Go feat. Matthew Mole from Neon Dreams, and Say Goodbye to Mom and Dad from Tears for Fears. And for the new viewers, this is The Sprouts. We have discussed a few minutes ago, why do people feel a connection to music? And in this section, we are going to talk about what can we do as up-and-coming artists to leave an impact on our listeners.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Donna.
Mm-hmm. Actually, this was my question, huh?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I would say, you know, we're both up-and-coming artists. And so I think what we can do as up-and-coming artists is to leave an impact on our listeners. In my opinion, you know, I know a few people, my brain is not working.
You good.
What we can do to leave an impact on our listeners is the people that we know. So their music tastes. Mm-hmm. I know a few people that love, like you love EDM.
Mm-hmm.
I know a few people that love like romantic songs or, you know, EDM or any of that, like classical jazz, whatever. And so what we might do is like target that demographic. Mm-hmm. It's like, say if, you know, for you, you love EDM. What if I made a EDM song and it's like to people that like EDM?
And I'll be like, yo!
Yo!
Oh my god!
Yeah. And so, for us, I think it's connection to people that we know.
Mm-hmm.
In order, because, like, many people, everyone's music taste is, it can be different. People mm-hmm. like different things. Everyone's unique. And so, what else we could do is, like, we could, like, for me, I'm writing multiple songs. And so, I could just produce one song. See how it does.
Yeah, out of your whole list, you could take one title.
I could take multiple and like mm-hmm. make songs and produce them and see the feedback from people and go from there of like, oh, this is what this person said and this is what this person said. And so I would say like, go from the feedback that you receive, mm-hmm. whether it be constructive criticism or, you know, either hate comments or people that like are like, I love the song or I like it or any stuff, anything like that. So I think what we can do to leave an impact is to create a deep connection or a connection in general to your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
See what their tastes are and, you know, see, like, hear their voice.
I agree. And just to elaborate on that, let's say I make a lot of EDM, but I think I should make more genres.
Yeah.
I produce with my Loopstation, and I'm only listening to EDM. I only make EDM. But to get a better connection with people, I think I should go to more traditional music, using instruments, not just my beatboxing, and produced synthesizers and stuff.
Yeah.
By doing that, I hope I can get a better connection, get more feedback, and I could traverse new styles, and then maybe I could find another style that I like, and then I could start making it, and then people will get to know me for that, and maybe that genre could leave an impact on them,
yeah.
Or even possibly make a new genre,
yeah.
And leave an impact on many viewers by that new genre, and be like, yo, if we're talking about this genre, it's going to be this guy.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like that's another great way of making impact. Well, anything on that?
I agree on that. Mm-hmm. I think, and what I just thought about was the artist, let's say they produce a song mm-hmm. that will, as an example, will say the artist went through a lot in their love life and they're single right now and they feel like they can't find anyone for them. So what that artist could do is make a song and produce it about their love life, about what they've gone through. And the listeners could connect to that through their past experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the key things about connecting to your audience is...
And making an impact, because
yeah.
it's not a song that you just thought of. It's your life. It's
yeah, it's like pretty much the artist could be like, what do you want to be known for?
Mm-hmm.
Or what do you want to be remembered by? Because, like, say if I made a romantic song about what I've been through in my love life, and a lot of people feel the same way and they've gone through similar situations, they could understand, to a certain extent, what I'm about, what I've been through, and what I have to say. And they can say their own. It, like, they could feel the confidence of, like, I should feel, like, to share what I've been through to people.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I just thought of like an advice like saying, but it's like,
yeah.
Don't be too impacted if you're trying to make music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to be completely original, but you would want as much originality as you want.
Yeah.
So don't be like, if you're going to tell a story, I try to not make it typical.
Yeah.
There should be some originality to your story. It's your story. It's not their story.
Yeah.
It's your story.
Yeah.
And if you could show that in a way that's impactful for others and not... If it's original, should people be able to connect with it?
If it's original, I mean, if they...
Maybe they can think alike.
Yeah, if they like kind of... They're like, oh, I've kind
that's
of been through... Yeah. If they're like, I've kind of been through what this artist has mm-hmm. been through, I can kind of connect to what this person has to say.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, yeah, maybe people can resonate.
Yeah, they can resonate.
Your thoughts. And I think that's a really good way of impacting, telling your story in a way that they can remember
yeah.
you as.
And I think for a lot of artists, when they... produce music, whether it be their first song
mm-hmm.
that they've made or at any number that they've made. What I think that shows, if they're like being honest and being themselves and like opening up to their audience, I think that shows vulnerability. They're sharing their experience with their audience. And like they could have been like, oh, they're just, you know, they're part of society, they're living their life, but when they produce that song and post it online, people will recognize that person mm-hmm. for who they are. And I think their work will speak for itself.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. That's the answer right there.
But yeah. Hey, Tona, what are our next few songs?
The next songs. All right. Transition to that. We have Gore. Okay, the songs. We have Gore Avenue. Wow, out of context, that would be crazy. Gore Avenue from.
Oh, dear God.
Chimeras? But with the. Instead of an E, the first E was become an X from the album Terminal City, digital edition. And we have a Love Slow from Adriana McCassim from her album See It Fade. We hope you enjoy.
We hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Wasted in your past. sudden.
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show of the fringy melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back.
This is The Sprouts. Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
Yes, yes. So, since we have about 9 or so minutes left, we have only a few minutes. We have like 5. We're going to quickly discuss. This topic will be continued for next week. And next week's, we're hoping to have music reactions.
A little bit of music reactions.
Yeah. So, this topic will be continued for next week. But the topic is, what have we done so far to create that impact and connection to our listeners?
Mm-hmm. For me, I've been working on my loop session. I think the main answer that most people are going to have is make songs.
Yeah.
We have made songs. I have also gotten many inspirations from like loopers. That's what you call beatboxers who work on this device called loop session. I also do that. I've gotten like song ideas from them by listening to their songs, and I've made a few emotional songs, actually, and catchy songs, and I think many people can resonate to that a bit because of the lyrics, mostly the lyrics, and I think of my lyrics, well, so I'm like catchy and also memorable and make people resonate. I think that's what I've done so far to get people to connect with my music. There you go.
I think that's pretty good, yeah. For me, I've made just a few rough drafts of songs, and I've gotten feedback from people, and so far the people that have heard it are like, this sounds really good. Like, they just giving me like feedback. They gave me constructive criticism as well. And so I think for me to create that impact for listeners, I think it's just like, as I said earlier, hear their voice and hear what they have to say. And So with that feedback that I got, I'm like, I now know what I can do to continue the song. And so, yeah.
Don't forget your originality, though. Don't take the comments or the feedback too seriously.
Yeah, too seriously.
Keep that in mind when you're making a new song. That's what I think.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I think for today's session of The Sprouts,
I think success.
Yeah, I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done well for two members.
Yeah.
And did I say 12 or 2? I said 2, right?
I think you said, sorry, my brain is like tired. I think you said 2.
Okay. Yeah, anyways, 2 members here. We did our best. And thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate you listeners tuning in. And
I'll give you last 2 songs. That made no sense. But the next 2 songs is I Gave You All I Had with parentheses and interlude by Avril Jensen, and the last song is going to be Million Acre Matchbox by Benjamin Sigerson. I don't know. Well, we hope you enjoy, and we hope you enjoyed.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Talking to the walls, do you even listen to your lies? Put your pride aside, wasting all of my time, never would have loved you. couldn't stay. Dying would have been worse. I've learned my lesson. Can't escape my fate, cause life just can't last when it's in my hands. Give me one reason to keep on, only one season before I'm gone. Maybe it's nice up there in the cold. Ironically, I feel this. Give me one reason to keep on, only one season before I'm gone. Maybe it's nice up there in the cold. Ironically, I feel this.
Thank you for tuning into The Sprouts on CJSF 90.1 FM. We hope you enjoyed this session. We'll be here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you later.